Report: The Hunt's grip targets social justice warriors, Trump supporters, outrage culture. By Warner Todd Houston on August 16, 2019. A script, believed to be for canceled Universal Pictures movie The Hunt, has reportedly leaked and appears to show that outrage over the film and its politically charged plot was misplaced. Act 1 of the film depicts liberal elites using social media posts by Trump supporters as a means to target them for kidnapping. The pro-Trump people are taken away to an enclosed preserve where elites begin to systematically murdering the Trump people in a human hunting campaign. But Act 2 reportedly features one of the Trumpers, actress Betty Gilpin, turning the tables on the liberals and hunting and killing them, instead. Essentially, the trailer released by the studio seemed to show that the film turned into a revenge film where the pro-Trump people became the heroes. The film quickly sparked controversy, and some of its ads were pulled. ESPN, for instance, rushed to cancel all the TV spots it had planned for the film. President Trump even appeared to slam the movie. "The movie coming out is made in order to inflame and cause chaos," Trump said. "They create their own violence, and then try to blame others." An administration aide confirmed to Breitbart News that the president was likely referring to The Hunt. In fact, the film even had a hard time getting produced in the first place, as several studios reportedly turned it down as being far too radical. But it was eventually picked up by Jason Blum's Blumhouse Films to be distributed by Universal. Blumhouse is also responsible for other recent lurid fare such as The Purge, Paranormal Activity, and Get Out. With all the controversy, Universal ultimately decided to pull The Hunt from distribution. Now, a leaked script for the film, originally entitled Red State vs. Blue State, seems to confirm that the assessment of the movie as an attack solely on conservatives is a bit shy of the mark. According to District Herald, the purported script slams everyone and mocks political violence, social justice warriors, Trump supporters, vegans, and just about everyone and everything else. The film is also apparently very gory. "There is a lot of gore. Seriously," the report notes. "Think of a really gory film and then imagine even more blood and guts, then double it. This film pretty much sounds like Hostel on steroids. People are impaled, have their heads run over and flattened like pancakes. Get blown up like gut-filled pinatas and worse, and that is only in the first 20 pages. While some shocking violence ensues, it's not glorifying political violence. It's very clearly mocking it," the District Herald adds. "This film mocks everyone and doesn't hold back," the Herald concludes. "It's certainly not made for those with queasy stomachs or who are easily offended, but what fun movies are." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThouston.